Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Greg Sullivan is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Greg is a longtime member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1999. He is the SBA, in those days, chose him as the single entrepreneur of the year, the Small Business Entrepreneur of the Year. Small Business Owner of the Year National Award. That's when I met him first. He was running G.A. Sullivan & Company, which he later sold, a Grafstein technology company. And now he has a new company, and it's called Global Velocity. And he's here to talk to us about some things you and I need to know about protecting ourselves from bad guys out there. Greg Sullivan, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks. Great to be here. I always marvel at how you do what you do, and I'm glad you're still doing it. But
Go ahead.
I didn't know how someone could still be in something called a brain trust that long. But I
know.
Appreciate it.
I know. Well, no, I just keep. But well, you are like my other brain trust members. You keep getting smarter. You keep having new things to teach us. So okay, I've been covering the assaults on data and the security issues for a long time, Greg. You and I used to talk about it 16, 17 years ago. I helped IBM talk about it across the country when I worked with them. I moderated a lot of different programs for them. I was keeping up with it way back then when we were talking about zero-day solutions. And more recently, you hear the leaders of the top security companies saying there really is no such thing as cybersecurity anymore. They almost like they've given up. And for a long time, small companies could just read the news about what's happened to the big companies and were glad that they were small. But those days are over, aren't they?
They are, Jim. The pre-qualification to be interesting to a bad guy is connecting your computer to the internet.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is connect to the internet, and you have something interesting that someone is going to try to come and get.
And they're pinging you to see how you're connected multiple times a minute, aren't they?
Well, keep in mind, Jim, when you connect a computer to the internet, you're also pinging the world. So they're just looking for They're just looking for you. And when they identify a device on the internet, it could be any kind of device. Someone or multiple people will make an attempt to penetrate it, and they won't evaluate it to determine if there's anything valuable on there. They'll just take the data and then discern later whether or not that data is valuable to them.
So
they'll do this for businesses of all sizes.
We've heard about the different big companies it's happened to, and I've reported on this show before about ransomware. About how they'll as you said, they'll get the data, they'll over time they'll determine that there's some value there, the company's got some critical mass, and they'll lock you up and require you to pay them a ransom or release it, won't they?
That's right. That's a common technique, but what's scary about it is it's a growing technique. And the ransomware, is taught to multiply itself, and so. But what we have to remember is we actually invite these intruders into our own system by clicking on links and emails or opening attachments, and that's typically the way they get in, and that's something that you can encourage people not to do inside of your organization.
You're talking about people who click on phishing and other kinds of links that come in primarily through email, but sometimes through clicking on a website, right?
That's right. A link, of some kind that looks mm-hmm. legitimate, or it looks like it might be enjoyable or something like that. And
right.
It just isn't. And so that's how these things get in our systems. And once mm-hmm. they're in, they can move around from computer to computer.
What do you say to people when we say, but I own a service through McAfee or any of the other cybersecurity companies for my PC? I've got that. Shouldn't I be protected? I update my firewall all the time, et cetera, et cetera. I scan for viruses. Is that good enough?
It's not good enough. Those that only can protect us against previously known attack techniques.
Back to the zero day thing, right?
It goes beyond that now, Jim. One of my friends who works in the threat detection side of cybersecurity tells me that they encounter 50 to 100,000 new malware variants per day.
Wow. There's no way to keep up with that.
That you can't. It's not possible to keep up.
And
with
I think
it.
So that's isn't that what the McAfee CEO or who was it? Was it which one of the guys said who basically said we can't keep up, we're overrun?
That's called signature-based, threat detection, and it is based entirely on what you know from before. And you have to do that because you have to keep out what was known from before, but you also have to employ other techniques mm-hmm. and big businesses have the budgets to do a lot of these things. Small businesses don't, but there are things they can do to help minimize the potential for these kind of things to happen.
Well, the two areas, it seems to me, Greg, that small businesses need to pay attention to is, number one, obviously their resident hard drives and that they have in their... Most small businesses don't have servers. They've got desktops. They've got laptops. They've got a small network inside their offices. And each one has a hard drive, even if they share things. That's one level of exposure, those hard drives. But the other is many more and more small businesses have fairly sophisticated databases and hard drive and websites, maybe multiple websites that has product information and customer information. And so whoever's providing you with that service, it's our obligation to make sure that's okay too, isn't it?
That's right, and many small businesses are, and appropriately so, using third-party managed services in the
right,
cloud.
Right.
And there's a whole new wave of security capability coming to the cloud here in 2016 that small businesses need to be aware of. And the bottom line is you need to secure your data in the cloud as well as you do in your enterprise.
Right. So hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with our good friend Greg Sullivan after these messages, get him to give us more information on that cloud security. Quickly, Greg, your website.
GlobalVelocity.com.
Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.